Yeah, that was a real fart.
It sounded like you did it with your mouth. I thought you went.
I did it with my downstairs mouth.
That's how I eat bananas.
YGAF don't feel the return.
We're not doing Blue Oyster Cult anymore. We're doing Alice in Chains now.
Don't fear the rooster. Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun, episode 35.
Yeah,
got
good
it right
guess.
Wow, first that's try. Good.
Yeah, it's like you read it right off the screen. Proud of you.
My name is Chester.
I'm Lorenzo.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
See, this is why I should never come over here.
You shouldn't.
Oh, we love you.
We're racially insensitive.
We're racially insensitive?
That's true. That's why Charles doesn't come over anymore.
Right? He got tired of all our Mexican jokes.
They're a proud people. Oh, shit.
Yeah, episode 35.
Take us away, Chester.
That's how old I am.
Today?
What?
Happy birthday, man.
Yeah.
It's not your birthday, is it?
Well, my birthday's in November.
It's not even close.
Oh, wow.
It's like, not even
and
close
I'll be
to your birthday.
36.
Why you gotta lie to us, man? Damn.
Damn, my birthday's in September, and I think I'll be 40.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
I think you'll be 39.
I'm just gonna tell people that I'm 40. No, I won't even be 39.
38?
Yeah, that's the one.
37.
That's close. That's better. I got Benjamin Button disease now. I'm going back in time.
Well, you're currently.
I never watched that movie. Was it a disease or was it magic?
Everything's magic. He was a wizard. He went and fought.
Benjamin Button the White?
Yeah.
That's right.
He went and fought the Balrog.
You know? Shall not age in the correct time ways. I don't know how to talk anymore. I swear to God, I have a fucking tumor. I swear to God. Did you see me typing at work?
No.
Like, I type shit, and, like, I think I was trying to type two sentences at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I was watching you email.
Bad.
It was pretty
bad.
It was
real bad.
It was really bad.
I go back, and it's like, you'd have to reverse every other word, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you, like, he started reading it, and he's like, wow.
Yeah, I think the timelines
terrible.
Are colliding. I don't know what to do.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know what to do.
Two timelines coexisting.
Yeah. I think that's very quantum leap-y.
Quantum leap.
Like, I feel like
quantum
someone's inside leap-y. Of me trying to fix my life. Would you fucking do it already? Fix my life so you can get the fuck out. All right? I know. I did a good job with my credit score. So,
there you go.
I mean, what's left?
My credit score has been climbing, too. I'm pretty happy
about
it.
Look at us. That's
715 or something.
Let's put a whole bunch of new equipment. My credit cards.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's get those credit scores back down. This is America.
Yeah, man.
We live in
I got some medical bills I need to pay, but they won't take care credit.
I don't even know what that is.
What is care credit?
Care credit is a
it's
credit
for poor
line.
People who can't pay their bills.
It's a credit line specifically for medical bills.
Okay.
And they have like this fantastic, like, if it's over $300, there's no interest for a year.
Uh-huh.
If it's over $100,
I moved the trash can.
Yeah. It is not in that corner.
When you threw that, that's all I was thinking is like, damn, that ain't going nowhere.
Right? If it's over $100, you have 6 months to pay it off with no interest. So it's like, it's awesome.
Or just get insurance.
But I have insurance.
Get better insurance.
Yeah. That's not happening in this country.
I have great insurance.
Yeah, apparently.
You still got overheads, man. Oh, I don't think that's the word.
I don't.
Deductibles.
Oh, yeah. Overheads.
Yeah.
I have overheads. It's
like casual cowards of boring today.
Yeah, right? Chester, what have you been up to?
We're talking about real life stuff. Stop it.
I'm on my third playthrough of God of War.
Jesus Christ.
I fucking love this game, man.
So do you have to play? Wait, we were talking about this the other day at work. You had to play all three or was it four difficulty levels?
No, they didn't do it in this one.
Oh, okay.
They did it in the original ones where you had to play it through, like, one playthrough was, like, normal, and then the second playthrough you had to play it on the hardest difficulty to plat the game. This one they didn't
but
do
you already platinumed.
I platinumed it.
So you didn't
medium.
Have to do it. That's right.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice.
But yeah. I started it on my second playthrough. I put it on hard, and I got real frustrated real fast. So I switched it back to medium.
Just even the first fight, that first boss fight.
Yeah.
Because Ryan finally decided to get it, so he started
Don't tell anybody. It's a secret.
So we were talking about it, and he's like, oh, yeah, that guy's pretty fast. And I was like, you cannot even imagine. Like, when you play it on the hardest difficulty, I had to stop. Like, I had to go take a break. Like, calm myself down.
I gotta walk away. I gotta separate myself from the situation. What do you got? Some hairs?
I don't know what that is.
It's bugs. I got a lot of bugs in here.
Bugs are nesting in my.
You guys,
mic.
I've been super into entomology lately.
Except have you?
I'm not pinning them to like little boards or anything. I'm just releasing insects
just
into the house.
Let them breed.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty soon it's going to look like the Temple of Doom in here.
Sweet.
It's going to be fucking bugs everywhere. You're going to have to like reach in.
Be crawling out of the eye socket of the Terminator skull.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a bug sanctuary.
Yeah. So I beat it again on medium, and I was like, all right, that was a lot easier this time. I'm ready for hard.
So you're starting it on hard.
I'm playing it on hard.
How hard is hard? Were you ready? Were you ready?
Like I was ready. I mean, I die more than I did in medium, but
tight.
I get through the fights after two or three tries. Usually,
there's a lot of evading and rolling.
A lot of evading and blocking. My second playthrough, I was like, I'm determined to learn to use the shield better.
Okay.
Because in my first playthrough, I just evaded everything.
Right.
And it definitely has made it easier to play on hard. Using the shield more often.
Oh, for sure, for sure. you got to use everything, and the kid by far is like the most helpful.
Oh yeah,
out of everything.
I always upgrade his abilities and stuff before Kratos's.
Because I like even with me when I play like when I beat it, I just was rolling as far away from her and just shooting everything with arrows.
Yeah,
that's all I could do. Because I mean, they take so much life from you.
Yeah,
and it's a nightmare.
The revenants.
I do the same thing. I stay far away. They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
I stay far away. I'm still pretty low in the game, but I lay on as many arrows as I can, and I'm throwing my axe as much as I can. Try to kill as many things as I can before they get to me.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
It's great because it hits on the way out and it hits on the way back.
Yeah.
That's a cool feature. Yeah.
It is cool. Like, I mean, this game has been amazing. Just like you, I'm trying to plat it right now.
Yeah.
You can't get enough of it because it's so well done. And the story is so good. I'm still waiting for the little thing at the end.
Yeah.
But I still don't even know because you just said there's like something at the end after you beat the last Valkyrie.
I want to see the end in the beginning of 2019, so don't ruin it for me.
Are you playing on medium?
Chester.
Easy? Are you playing on easy?
Fuck yeah, I'm playing on easy. I've already died twice.
Okay, just asking.
It's fast. It's hard to see.
He can't see.
I can't see. I was telling him, so who's the stranger? The first guy you fight.
Mm-hmm.
So when he does that thing and he dashes at you and you roll out of the way and he goes past you. And then I turn around, but you know how he like saunts towards you, taunting you kind of slow. Until he does something or hits the ground or moves at me or something.
I can't see him.
He blends into the background. Well, he's got all those runes and stuff. He kind of blends into the trees, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
I am so
fucking blind. Did you notice where the chair was? Today?
Mm-mm,
in the living room.
In front of the TV.
In front of the TV. I pull this up. I sit it in front of the 46-inch television and sit 2 feet away from it. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Put on both your pairs of glasses. Maybe you can see better.
Maybe.
You need robot
Maybe
eyes.
Maybe you could shut the fuck up. Stop making fun of my eyes. It's rude.
What were we talking
about? Mexican?
No, we were talking about it at work. This is like one of the best conversations we had at work. He's like, oh, if anything ever happens, I got the best eyes in the business. And then we were like, oh, yeah, you got eyes like a hawk. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got those blinders on. You know, you can't see.
Nice.
True. It's true. Oh,
what about you,
Lorenzo? What about you, Lorenzi?
I've been watching a lot of Bob's Burgers, and I
love that show.
Yeah,
it's a good show.
They have some really. I think their character development throughout the show is pretty awesome. Like the kids, they just get better as
they do. They were a little. I noticed the first season was a little drier, but as it went on, It got good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like how Tina's like, I think she might be a psychopath. Or she might be
she's
like.
She's getting there.
She's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Luis is like, I don't know. She's
no, she's a psychopath. What is Tina? She's like a sociopath or something.
Yeah, where she doesn't really like.
I think she might be some kind of paranoid delusional or something. She might live in her own little world.
That'd be perfect. That's what she needs to do.
Yeah.
She's obsessed with zombies and butts.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's the kid? What's the kid's name? The boy?
Gene.
Yeah.
I think he might have the Asperger's. I mean, he is a burger. He's always dressed like a burger, so he might have the Asperger's.
That would make sense.
His ass is a burger, literally.
That makes sense.
Other than that, I've just been playing The Last of Us and a little.
Really, Last of Us, huh? Mm-hmm. Taking it old school, huh?
I've already played through it once, but I want to play it again to like get a refresher before the new one comes out. So I want to be able to, like, you know, coincide the two.
You want it fresh. When does the new one come out?
Here soon. I know it's going to be part of E3 eventually. I think it's towards the end of the year when they're actually going to release it.
Okay.
But it looks good. I mean, from what they've shown, the little bit that they have shown. So I thought I might as well play something else while I'm trying to, like I said, I've raged so much in the God of War, I just can't.
I have destroyed that game. Boy, bring me a new game.
What about you, Ryan? What have you been up to, bro?
I played video games.
Good, finally.
Anyone applaud? No. I get these buttons working. Anyways, I play God of War, which is, it's okay, I guess, so far. Well, here's the thing.
How far are you?
Not very. The thing I liked about God of War was the hack and slash.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more emphasis on, like you guys are saying, dodging, rolling, getting your move set right.
Yeah.
In the original God of War, is you could just fucking button mash just and button kill mash. Everything, yeah. Right? Now you really got to pay attention to what you're fucking doing, or you're going to get swarmed.
Yep.
Or some of the, like, that first boss, he's going to hit you two or three times and you're fucking gone.
Yep.
I got killed by the troll, the very first troll. That's how bad I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
It's a new game to you, especially, but it's like one of those things that it's like you have to get into this character. Like,
so maybe I'll get the hang of it. Miss the way God of War was, and I can't jump. That was a big part of God of War, was jumping to me. Because it was a quick way for me to get out of the shit real quick. Like, oh, God, I got to get out of here. I got to jump away.
Jump. Yeah. Double jump your way out of
it. Double jump my way out of here. Just like most situations in life. You double jump your way out of it.
Yeah. He's older. You can't jump like
your
that.
Boss is there, and he's just like, hey, you guys need it. And you're like, right. Nope, doop, doop. And you just get out of there.
Kratos is older. He's got bad knees.
He's got the bursitis.
Exactly. You can relate to him more than ever, right?
Oh, man, that's right.
If he only walked around with two knee braces right? on.
Beard and bursitis, man. I am Kratos.
perfect.
I played Rocket League. That was fun. I haven't played that in a long time. I forgot how to boost. That's how long it's been since I played Rocket League.
Did I show you the new thing that they came out with on Rocket League?
Mm-mm.
The Jurassic Park?
Oh, yeah. You
that is actually that. Pretty cool. Like, I re-downloaded it just to try it out again.
Yeah.
I think Rocket League's a lot better when you actually play with people you know.
It is. I was playing with Dirk, who, you know, started the show with us, and a couple other people, and we were... I'm terrible. I'm so fucking terrible at Rocket League. One of the guys, Kyle, is really good. That's the seriously, I think he only has a PC just so he can play Rocket League.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the only thing he ever fucking plays, and he's good at it. And there's another dude, Bryce, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And me and Dirk are in there. Dirk's half drunk, and I'm fucking terrible. We're really just bringing him down. It was fun, though.
Somebody play goalie. You're like, well, it's not going to be
me. I mean, I'll sit here in the goal. I can't promise I'm going to stop anything, but if that ball comes right at me, I'm going to be a fucking hero. So, yeah, I played video games. I signed up for that Comixology on Amazon.
Oh, that's right.
Holy shit, dude.
You've just been crushing comics.
I've been crushing comics. So, if you get over on the Patreon, me and Charles are going to start talking about comics over there. So,
that's right. We got our Patreon. We have a patron.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Chris, Irish on Fire.
Longtime
fan of the show.
Yeah, it's always good.
He had me read East of West. It was really good. I binged the first four like collections. It wasn't even the first four comics. It was full collections.
That's pretty good.
I just did them all in one night. It's pretty good. It's about like the apocalypse. The four horsemen come back, but there's only three of them because death is somewhere else.
Okay.
He's busy.
He's busy doing other stuff.
Doing his own thing.
There's only three horsemen?
No, they're all four there.
Yeah.
But he's just not. He's busy doing others. He's not interested in the apocalypse at the moment. So it was pretty good. But yeah, every time they're reincarnated, they come back as kids.
Really?
So it's like 8-year-olds killing people and shit. It's pretty funny. I don't know what it's called? East of West?
I want to read this.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Give me your username. I already know your password.
It's just, yeah, okay. No, I have a new password now. Dude, yeah, I have a new password I'm using for everything.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 876-54321 now.
876-5309?
Yeah.
It's bouncy booty.
Yeah. Dat bouncy booty. But the A's are fours. And the O's are zeros.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it was a good book. I started reading Darth Vader.
That's a good series.
Yeah. I just started.
I like the
just
evil
started,
robots.
Seriously, just started the first
He's
book.
He's got
like,
his evil
yesterday.
Version of R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Oh, really? I love evil droids. They're so much fun.
Evil C-3PO is pretty funny.
Yeah. I can't wait. So
he's a sociopath.
I just read, and it wasn't much. He just went to Jabba's palace, and now he's going back for official business.
Well, he was just there for pleasure.
He was just there for his personal thing, and now he's going back for official.
So first was pleasure,
Sith
now
business,
he's going back for business,
Empire business.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm not too far into it, but so far, I mean, it feels like Star Wars because there's transitions
mm-hmm.
where it like you know it's the black screen with the
there's
blue
like
letters,
diagonal wipes,
yeah. Yeah, it does screen wipes and everything. But that Comixology is awesome because you can focus on one frame. Instead of reading one page on a computer screen, which is annoying,
nice. Uh-huh.
It'll show just the frame you're supposed to be reading. You just hit over, and it goes to the next one, next
what
one,
if,
next one, next one.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What if it's one of those like full page where like the frames...
It'll show you like if there's, say there's like dialogue on it, and like say in the upper right corner, upper left corner, they're saying something, and it'll focus on that. And okay. then it will zoom out and show you the entire page of something. Like, say there's, like, someone standing there and they're surrounded by bodies and that was an important moment or something. It'll zoom out on the entire thing. It's pretty cool. I haven't seen one where I'm like, why didn't it show me that? Like, everything, it's been perfect.
You're
I don't know.
Using the computer for that or your phone?
The tablet and the computer.
Could you imagine reading all that stuff on your phone?
I've done it.
Yes. I can imagine
He's
it.
Like, blowing everything up.
I can also imagine dragons.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
You're going to start singing that today, too?
Dragons Don't
I read, Fear the Reaper. I think I read like a whole Batman book.
Dragons
on my,
Don't Fear
on my
the
phone.
Reaper.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Because it zooms in so much, you can actually see a lot of the detail.
Because he's busy. Death is busy. That's why you don't need to fear him.
Yeah, he's busy not bringing on the apocalypse.
That's right.
What is he busy doing?
Is
doing kid stuff?
Let's
no.
drink some bad beers.
He's hunting down his, wife.
He's going to kill her?
No.
God,
death is in love.
Talking about trying to kill
but
your wife.
But he killed everyone else trying to get there. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, just killing everyone.
Like, kind of like Anakin.
Like Anakin.
He killed them all.
With way more whining.
Way more whining.
Yeah, let's drink some bad beers.
Let's do it.
All right.
Speaking of whining.
Who wants one for
We're going clockwise as usual?
Yeah, I don't know what's in here.
Okay.
So, should I look first or just grab a random one?
Whatever, man.
Yeah, you do your thing.
Which one was yours?
Mine's on the corner.
Ooh, that one sounds terrible. What about in here?
That one. Yeah.
Ooh, that one sounds even worse. What's this one?
Pass one.
I want to know what's in here. I didn't look. I wanted it to be a surprise, and now I'm cheating. Why don't you, who did the intro? You're supposed to go first,
yeah,
Chester.
Chester.
I haven't given you a beer. I'm sorry. All right, here you go. This is the one I want you to have.
Okay.
There you go.
Ginger lemon radler. That sounds awful.
Yay.
Malt beverage with natural flavors. That always goes well.
Is it natural radler in there?
It's natural radler.
That's made with real radler. Arizona radler. I've got from Maui Brewing Co. 2 tickets to paradise.
Why?
Is that for me or is that for him?
Clockwise, bro.
Oh, that's right. What do I get?
I got 2 tickets to Reaper.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work here.
Two seasons.
From Boulder Beer Company, you got...
I like Boulder beer.
The Irish Blessing.
Mm-hmm. It's a stout, isn't it? It's a fucking stout. I can already tell it's Irish something.
Oak-aged coffee stout.
Ooh, yum. It's going to taste like coffee and wood.
Irish, ooh. Aged on Tullamore Dew, Irish whiskey, so oak chips.
Ooh.
You know what's the worst thing is
Tullamore Dew's good.
It is, but when beers, I've had a couple beers that have been aged in like whiskey, oak barrels and all this shit.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It just tastes like whiskey. It's gross.
Well, there you go. Then you're not going to have to worry about the coffee if you just taste
it. For myself over here, I've got a Dank Wood from Founders.
Yeah, I got Dank Wood too, bro.
Imperial Red India Pale Ale.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
Aged in bourbon barrels.
I love Imperial Red IPAs.
So, per suggestion from Corey.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to actually pour these out into glasses.
Chester's favorite bartender in the world said we're drinking beers like heathens, and we need to pour them into glasses so we can get the full take
on it.
I'm going
to pour mine into this glass that I already had some IPA in.
No, that'll make it taste better.
I was drinking the Stone Enjoy By 7418.
So we need to pour them in the glasses to open them up to get a full bouquet.
That's right.
You got to let it breathe.
Yeah, we're just drinking it. Like
I can smell this already, and it smells like a Starbucks bathroom.
Oh, this smells fucking awful. this smells and looks like urine after a night of drinking.
Aw, dude.
Look at that. I fucking hate ginger.
Yeah!
I hate gingers, and I hate ginger.
This is rad. I'm glad I finally got you a bad one.
Wow.
I can't even pour mine. It's so heady.
That looks
artificial.
That's what stouts pour like, man.
It's red pop. That's what
this
I'm
is
about
dog
to,
shit.
What I'm about to drink.
That looks like strawberry.
Well, if Chester starts with the drinking, maybe mine'll be down far enough to drink
right.
by the time we get
just
over here.
Wipe your nose and
see if there's anything pretentious written on. Oh, good, there is. All right, from Boulevard Brewing Co., we have the Ginger Lemon Radler. Sunshine season calls for a uniquely refreshing brew with added zing. Ginger Lemon Radler is our take on the classic German cyclist. Bright and easy drinking with tangy citrus and a touch of ginger spice.
Mm.
How many gingers have they touched by now?
Just ginger spice.
Well, okay. Brian's just touched her. A ginger.
I have. More than one.
More than one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Two. just two.
I dated a ginger for a while.
Yeah?
She was crazy as fuck.
See, I never had that.
Well,
both of the gingers I were with were fairly normal humans.
She was anorexic and bipolar.
That's hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Double whammy.
Yeah. The bipolar, she didn't know about until after we were dating.
After she stabbed you. After she pulled the knife out, she's like, I need to go see a professional.
I'm going to raise this drink to Lucinda. The bipolar, anorexic ex-girlfriend. This is going to be as bad as she was.
I bet it's so good. I bet I would love that.
No.
No?
No.
It's not awful. Maybe because it's poured in a glass.
That really changes everything.
It tastes kind of like ginger ale with too much lemon juice in it.
Okay.
Why you would ever put lemon juice in ginger ale, I don't know. But somebody did and thought it would be a good beer.
Well, there you go.
But it's not the worst thing I've ever had.
That sucks. But it smells terrible.
It doesn't smell good.
No, it does not smell good at all.
I mean, it doesn't taste good either, but it's not as bad as some things.
Yeah, that's a lot of lemon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lemon.
Way too much.
Yeah. Really? You're chewing.
You gotta breathe in through your mouth.
You gotta oxygenate it.
Yeah, man. It just kind of tastes like lemon pledge.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's very lemony.
It's so sour.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
It's no, very lemony.
No blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not refreshing.
So, I'm the Maui Brew Company. We got two tickets to Paradise. Tropical saison with hibiscus and lime.
Ew.
Right?
I have a lime one down here. I should have pulled it out.
That's like ginger and lemon.
Yeah, once I started reading this, I was like, no.
It's got some pretentious shit written on it, too. That's got a fucking novel written on it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. I'm not going
to... It's just the lyrics to the song.
they didn't even, like, just, there you go. Got two tickets to paradise.
It's Billy Ocean's entire fucking Wikipedia article right on the side.
And Billy Ocean was born?
Yeah, make sure after you drink it, Fear the Reaper.
Born William Ocean.
William Ocean?
Yeah.
This does not smell good. Oh, wow.
But how good
that
is it?
Is not good at all. You know, this is like, it's like really sour and it tastes like shit.
Like sour shit.
Like it's just.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the kind of sour I like. It's like sour, but not like milk sour.
Oh, I hate that smell.
It's like bitter, bitter sour.
Oh, it's sour as fuck. It's so sour. Why do people like that?
I like it. I don't know. I like it. It hits the like the side of your tongue, the little sour.
It doesn't. Its flavor is nondescript. Like I can't describe its flavor. It just tastes like
it's
sour.
Hibiscus.
Is that it?
I thought you were going to say something else there.
Nope.
Just that.
I had another quantum leap moment where I left my body. Chester. That's what I was going to say. Sorry.
No, this is like, it's just,
it just tastes like sour.
I like that one. I like it. I think it's good. You guys suck.
No. No.
Drink your
It smells
stout.
Like coffee. Man, I fucking hate
coffee.
Coffee
stout. Shut up.
I'm going to have to drink it like how I drink coffee at work. Just just chug it. Just butt chug it. There you That's go. How I drink coffee at work.
Drink it with your downstairs mouth.
Oh, man. What do you think? What do you think?
I think, does Starbucks have those pour mats like they have at bars?
Is that what it is?
Well, they serve beer now too, right? At Starbucks.
Do they?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do.
Which Starbucks?
The one that you're not going to.
I don't go
and
to Starbucks.
I can't even talk because it's like so frothy in my mouth. But this tastes like the coffee poured out of the spill mat.
The spill mat? Yeah.
I just hate coffee.
Coffee bar sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee bar sweat.
Telling you, it smells like if you went in the bathroom at a Starbucks and then you smelled like you could smell coffee, but it kind of also smells
like Dookie.
It also kind of smells like someone's carne asada last night.
Smells like coffee shits.
Yeah, it smells like coffee shits.
I think it smells good.
I hate coffee.
I like coffee.
It's I think all coffee smells like coffee shits.
A mocha roast smell.
Yeah, I bet you're gonna love it.
I don't hate it.
Yeah,
I could drink one of these.
One.
I have to drink one of those. I don't have a choice.
True.
It's thick though. It's real like that. That's the mouthfeel is thick as
like
shit.
Thick with two C's.
Yeah. No, three C's.
Three C's.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Triple thick.
That's thick.
It's real thick. It's like melted ice cream. Seriously.
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 No. I'm not a coffee drinker either.
They say,
so
thicker the berry, sweeter the juice.
The thicker the berry.
That is really thick though. Yeah,
you feel it. A mouthfeel. Yeah, and it's not even. Is this on nitro? There's no bead in here.
Nope.
It's just thick as fuck.
Yeah,
they did a good job of like simulating the nitro feel without actually having nitro in it.
Mm. Yeah,
good.
I agree there.
Good. I'm glad. So who won?
Good.
I think
job.
Chester won. I think Chester's is the worst.
Yes.
That one.
This one.
No, you're that one.
The one you gave me.
Yeah, I like this one.
I hate that one.
I hate this one too.
So Chester won again?
So
Chester wins every week.
This one is bad.
I'm really good at picking out bad beers, I guess.
I like that one.
Sometimes I'll pick out a
I would drink that.
A good one though.
That's refreshing to me. I don't know how or why.
You can drink both of those.
No. That's that's not how this game works.
We'll rotate these all once clockwise.
Just pour half of this into the beer that you already have to loosen it up a little bit. Make it not so thick.
There you go. Combine those two things.
Yeah.
Make a snake bite out of it.
black and
hibiscus,
amber.
Lime, coffee, and oak barrel. Yum.
You know, that's another thing is I don't taste whiskey in here at all.
I don't either.
No, I didn't taste it.
It's just coffee.
Yeah. It just tastes thick. Like old ass coffee thick.
Cafe.
Gross. All right. Let's move on to nerd shit.
All right. What do we got?
What do you got? Well, it's E3.
Yeah, there's a bunch of E3 going on.
There's
right
a bunch
now
of E3. Get over to the fucking
Twitter. Yeah.
Watch Charles make fun of everything. Watch Charles hate everything.
Charles hates everything. It's great.
I wish he had his own Twitter feed that was just Charles hates everything. Chucky Mobes over there getting down on everything.
Hating on it all.
He did have some zingers, though. He did have a couple zingers. That right one. That, what do you say? That one dude looks like that friend you have that told you dubstep was going to be the next big music fad back in 2011.
Yeah.
He had another one that was really funny. But I don't remember. Get over there and read that
you
shit.
You shared it. I can find
yeah
it.
Yeah, it was funny. Oh, yeah. People are still nostalgic. Like in this, it's 2018 and people are still nostalgic about Attack of the Clones or something.
Yeah,
or Revenge of the Sith. I don't even remember. But he's funny.
Something that has to do with Star Wars.
But you know what's happening at E3 is Anthem. So I think yes we had talked about Anthem like at least a year ago when it was like first announced. Because I think that was right after, was that right after Andromeda came out or right before Andromeda was going to come out?
I think it was right around that time frame.
And we were like, look, this game looks exactly like fucking Mass Effect. Well, it doesn't anymore, I guess. It looks like a mix between Mass Effect and Destiny and Destiny. It's very Destiny.
Yes.
It's Destiny, but like in the Mass Effect universe.
Maybe
is what it looks
yeah
like.
Maybe they'll actually give you like a full game. Because I know Destiny sure as hell doesn't
hey
do that.
There's another expansion coming out.
Did you see how much that's going to be?
How much?
It's $40.
Jesus fucking Christ, Destiny.
Really?
Yeah, $40.
Fuck that.
You'd think they would give it away for super cheap or free to try to retain an already
dude
waning fan base.
Yeah.
So not only are you going to have to pay the $40 for this one, if you want to do the season pass, because you know that they're going to put out another expansion, which is probably going to be between $20 to $30, you have to pay $70 for the season pass. That's more
wow
than a, that's more than a game, like...
It is.
Like, why?
Holy crap.
And you know, the
how you doing? How's your beer?
I need to just butt chug this and get,
and get it over with.
The Destiny fan base, like, they're pretty religious to this game right now. And they feel like it's going to do what it did in season one. It's going to have this big bounce back. But I think people are burnt by this game so much that they're just going to be like, you know what? I'm not into it anymore. I'm not going to
well
do
that's
it.
Like, my brother's a big Destiny fan.
Right.
And he fucking hates Destiny too. It's fun, you know, because you say people are like loyal to it.
Yeah.
And he's just he's you know, I guess jaded and pissed off that like they released this game and it didn't feel like
oh
like a full game.
Not even close.
And then they keep releasing extra bonus content that adds onto a game that already wasn't finished.
Right.
And he bought an Xbox One just to play this game. That's the reason he bought an Xbox.
Seriously?
Yeah.
For Destiny 2?
He bought an Xbox One because everyone was moving over for Destiny 2.
Gee.
Yeah, and he's fucking pissed that it's just not what it was supposed to be.
No.
And I don't think he's going to spend $70 on another expansion.
Well, you
I would honestly don't.
You got a PS4 just to play the new God of War.
But that's not a bad investment.
No.
Like you just got it 4 years too soon.
Yeah. Well, my brother did the same thing.
Yeah.
He bought the God of War edition PS4.
I like that edition. I think it's cool looking.
The PS4 yeah Pro. Yeah, he has to keep rubbing it in his face.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got my 4K TV and my PS4 yeah Pro.
He
it
sent me a picture.
Amazing.
He's like, look what I just did. Like, go fuck yourself. And then he's got the badass, you know, fucking 55-inch LG 4K TV. He's like, man, this game looks so fucking good on here. Like, go fuck yourself, man. First of all, I wouldn't be able to tell a fucking difference. All right, I play on a CRT.
That's right.
With HDMI adapter.
You can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Everything looks like 8-bit to you.
Yeah. It's like video games have not taken a step forward since the SNES. Every game has looked the same.
Everything looks like Minecraft yeah out there just running around.
Yeah. It's just blocks. What were we talking about? Oh, Anthem. Anthem,
yeah,
that's right. So, it looks cool. You can fly around.
It does look
there
really
was
cool.
There was finally some actual gameplay and not just trailer footage.
Yeah.
The flying looks unhindered. Like, you just fly around wherever you want. Like,
yep.
There's no fuel cells.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Well, here, Charles noted that, let's see, it seems like a logical progression of the combat from Mass Effect Andromeda, which was probably the one part of that game that seemed like most people liked.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I say. It did look a lot like it. Yeah. To me, just not touching it and playing it, but the feel of watching it.
Yeah.
The feel of watching it. That's a thing that you can do now. You can feel watching. I'll watch feel.
Well,
I'll feel your watch.
Well, and you have to.
Yeah.
You have to watch.
I see things by touching them.
You read with Braille.
But it looked a lot. Like, to me, it looked a lot like Mass Effect. Like, a lot.
Because
I never played Destiny. But I watched my brother play it, and just the combat looked very Destiny.
Yeah.
It looked kind of Destiny slash Mass Effect, but kind of in a world much like Horizon Zero Dawn.
Really?
Kind of post-apocalyptic. There's robots and shit, but it's humanity's, like, stuff.
Humanity's
stuff. I think that was Wally.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
All of humanity's stuff.
One of my favorite movies. I cry every time.
But yeah, like, I mean, it looks like a really good game. I think the feel of it and everything, and some of the characters that they have so far that they've shown you.
Ooh, that's good. Try that beer.
What were they saying? The gladiator, titan, I don't know. What was it?
Ryan, you want to try that? Try that.
What, the tank?
The tank
is
class.
What
is it called?
Fuck, I can't remember.
Juggernaut?
No.
Juggernaut. That would
but be that's good. What I'll be, whatever that is, so I can just run into things and kill them.
Yeah, but I think they have, like, some cool aspects to it. It looks like a very cool game.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good beer.
That's good.
Do you want to try that one?
Do you want to try that? That's a double red IPA or whatever. Red Imperial Red?
Dank Wood.
That is good.
From Founders.
It could be a little colder, but still good.
No, that is really good.
Come on, Founders. Make your beer colder.
Get your shit together, Founders.
Oh, that is really good, man. That's
yeah.
That game, I'm curious to see some more on it. Like, usually,
that was a seasonal.
I don't get on the E3 hype train, but that game does look cool.
I mean, there are some cool games out there that are going to be going through E3.
I'm a BioWare fanboy, though. This is a BioWare game,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
I'm a fanboy.
So,
you know, Knights, Mass Effect. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Hey, other than Assassin's Creed. Mass Effect,
man. I loved the last Mass Effect.
You did?
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't get into it.
Loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Don't feel really? The reaper.
Yeah, even Charles liked it, and he hates everything.
Really? I couldn't get into it. Huh. I was not a fan of it.
Yeah, no, it's good. Man, it is really good.
Maybe that's just mine.
Actually, I think I started it again. I'm on my second playthrough.
So really?
Oh, yeah, on hard?
Yeah. No, I'm playing on normal now.
He's progressed up.
You leveled up.
Yeah.
So Charles signed off with... that's it. Looking forward to tweeting through tomorrow's shows. Microsoft and Bethesda should have some good stuff. You know shit is real when Bethesda announces two big games and then says they still have surprises.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think that's mystery.
That's their big thing, is that they're like, I guess when I was selling Rise.
Loot boxes!
Everybody.
You get a loot box and you get a loot box. Inside is bees.
But there's some...
Is that what? Yeah, just tons of killer bees.
Boxes full of bees.
But that's like one of the cool things about this E3 event is that there's so many games coming out that they don't have enough airtime or space, that they keep like dropping these cool looking games just because, you know, hey, we just don't have it. We just don't have space for them.
And there's no consoles.
No.
It's all games.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, that looks cool. Anthem looks cool.
Anthem looks cool. Reading through some of Charles' tweets, and they are pretty funny.
He's real salty.
He is. He hates everything, and it's fantastic. It's funny. It's fantastic.
Bring me something. Come at me, bro. What do you got?
let's see. The one thing that I wanted to bring up, I actually talked to you about it at work. So apparently some lady got married. And instead of having like a normal bouquet, she had a pizza bouquet.
Oh, that was gross.
And it's a real thing.
And he had a pizza corsage.
Is it a corsage? It's a pocket square.
A pocket?
So he just had a slice of pizza in his...
No, it was like rolled up to look like flowers and shit.
It looks like a real bouquet. Like, ridiculous.
No, I'm looking at it. They are chowing down on that bouquet.
Now imagine she's throwing it over her head.
Oh, they're pretending to eat it.
that looks like.
Do you think they're gonna freeze it and like eat it in 20 years like they do with wedding
cherry
cakes?
Cherry tomatoes? What?
Yeah, there's like a bunch of weird ass.
Who puts
shit.
Cherry tomatoes on a pizza?
Same people who put
sliced,
pineapple.
It's sliced Roma tomatoes. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I mean,
but it doesn't.
Come on.
Like it just. I don't. Why? Why? Why?
Because you. If you give white people creative license to do something, they're gonna just do the worst thing that you can imagine.
You know what? I think an edible bouquet is a great idea.
Really? Then why don't you just call edible arrangements and
have them bring over
get
a
you a
thing.
Fruit bouquet.
Fruit is gross, okay?
But
fruit
pizza?
Is gross, but pizza? I can get down on some pizza.
Just order pizzas for the wedding party.
Could you see somebody standing up there holding it?
Like, I can, because I'm looking at the pictures.
We were actually making fun of it because, you know, my family is somewhat Catholic. And they have really long...
No, Hispanic Catholic family, it's weird.
Oh, yeah,
really,
that's
so weird.
Really pizza long corsage. Weddings. Yeah, really long weddings. Could you imagine the bride just standing up there and just fucking eating pizza?
Like, this is taking so fucking long. What I do imagine, however, is a burrito bouquet full of yeah. Or just delicious Mexican foods.
Look
covered,
at this.
Smothered in enchilada sauce.
Look at this Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I've seen that before. The Bloody Mary.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The fucking
yeah,
pizza
yeah.
And everything.
It's got a sandwich.
Is there a full
pizza,
is there a burger
rings.
In there, too?
It's got a. It looks like a turkey sandwich. Now, there's salami on there. That's some kind of Italian. There's a bag of fries. Hold on. It says Photoshopped because there's a second. There's a second Bloody Mary on top.
There's a Bloody Mary on the Bloody Mary?
Unless it's in the background.
Oh, yeah. You never know. Dude, white people are the worst kind of people in the world.
There's like they created a nest to put a small.
Lorenzo, can I be Mexican now? I don't want to be a white person anymore.
Nope.
No.
No, those are. Yeah.
You're ours, Ryan.
No.
No, this is real. That is a second Bloody Mary. This is from a different angle.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's amazing.
You know, I haven't had a headache all day. I've been doing really good. And you guys are stressing me out with this.
With the Bloody Mary on top of a Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
And
with your white people shit. That's white people shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Some white people shit right there. I'm changing
Why would
name.
You bring that? Why would you bring that to the table?
Because it's hilarious.
Okay, so
who
what?
Who do you know that would be like, I'm just going to get married, but you know what? I got to
I don't know. Let me
know.
Check my Facebook. I think I know about 200 people.
That's what I'm saying. Like
who are married?
No, who are white and they would do that shit.
Oh, okay.
Is that a Sholo thing?
No, it's a white people thing. I'm telling you.
I don't
Can
know,
you imagine?
Bro.
Imagine. Just imagine you're marrying a black girl.
I can imagine dragons.
Just imagine it. Sounds awesome, doesn't it?
Dragons?
I mean, she'd be so great.
Or marrying a black girl.
Anyways.
What?
And you're like, baby, when we get married, I want you to carry a bouquet made out of pizza. The fuck is wrong with you? That's exactly what would happen. That's exactly what would happen.
What if it was like a...
Or a Mexican girl. She would scratch your fucking eyes out.
But a burrito bouquet she might be down with.
Yeah.
No, she wouldn't. She'd be like, that's insensitive, S.A.
I almost had like a black filter that.
Why are you so stupid?
Why are you so stupid?
That's how exactly all Mexican that. Women talk.
Yeah, all of them. Absolutely.
Wow.
They all yeah, every Hispanic woman is Rosie Perez.
Yep.
Who's
probably Puerto Rican.
Yeah, well, still, she's Hispanic.
Yeah.
And she would not go for the burrito bouquet because Puerto Ricans don't eat burritos. Mm. I have it under good authority that Mexicans don't even eat burritos. Street tacos.
There you go.
They get down on that.
Okay, so a street taco bouquet.
Street taco bouquet. Yeah.
There you go.
I can get down on that. Some carne asada, some carnitas. Mm, yeah. That sounds so good. Mm. Mm. Let's end the show and go get something to eat. Let's go to Philly B's, man. Get
let's
out of
just
here.
Call it right there.
All right. Oh, I got to bring something to the table now.
Bring something. Bring something.
Halloween. The Halloween trailer. I know you're not
Halloween's
into it.
Halloween's right around the corner,
I know
guys.
You're not into it, but the trailer for the new Halloween trailer just dropped, and it looks awesome. They got Jamie Lee Curtis back.
Her hair looked terrible.
She looks terrible.
She looks
they
like,
made her look... I mean, I know she's old, but...
Yeah. Well, I guess her character's like been paranoid and shit for years.
Yeah, just waiting for Michael Myers to escape so she can smoke his ass.
Didn't stop her from having a family. You would think if someone was terrified that this murderer would come back, they wouldn't, like, bring other people into the world.
Really? Because
right?
They did it in Terminator.
That was an accident.
That was an accident. That was a one-night stand.
It was.
Yeah.
They didn't mean to bang it out. He fell on top of her.
He slipped.
It was an accident.
I was mopping the floor, and I just so happened to slip and fall right on top of you.
Right inside of you.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And I was just about to climax, too. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was already at attention.
Maybe he was a virgin. It was his first time, so he just like shot his load.
You know
that.
What? That is a dumb myth. Did you finish your first time?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't. I've heard that from several other people that they didn't finish their first time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Were you doing something wrong?
What I always say is
no, but I was first, really first high, time. And okay. I don't know if I had anything to do with it.
Might have.
Weed.
Weed.
It makes you not come.
It's a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a birth control remedy right there. Like just
smoke a bowl.
Just smoke a bowl. You won't be able to come. Why not?
That is not true.
That, you know, maybe it is for me. I don't know. I was in high school. I was excited.
Well, I know that you don't feel things. So
I don't feel feelings.
To do with it.
Yeah. Also, my penis is just a huge scab. The whole thing. So it's hard for me to feel.
Mine's calloused.
It's been like that for like 20 years. It's weird.
It's just a seeping scab.
Yeah, it's just a seeping wound.
A gash?
Yeah. Jeez. It looks like a hot dog in the microwave. It's all split on the sides and like oozing some kind
of
clear
liquid.
Oh,
like one of those cheese-filled hot dogs?
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit yellow on one side. Yeah. It has the texture of like an elegantly shingled roof.
I'm getting hungry. Thinking about those cheese filled hot dogs.
And you know, maybe that's why I didn't finish, or maybe it was the weed. You know, you make your own assumptions.
One or the other. It could be one or the other.
I'm getting better now.
It's a
like,
real chicken
as
egg
an adult.
Sort of
I've
situation.
Learned like before I go in the bedroom, I should pick at it a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, that helps.
Peel the scab off?
Yeah, you peel off the outer layer. It's like eating a salami, right? You got to peel off the outer layer.
Just like eating a salami.
Yeah. You know, it's wrapped in that weird, like, dark red paper.
Yeah,
like just
like
my penis.
Paper.
It's wrapped in that dark red, that weird dark red stuff, that dark red layer. You got to get it off.
You got to peel it
off. It's like a Baby Bell cheese.
Like Baby a banana. Or, yeah.
That's what I should start doing. I should tie a string around my penis, and then before I have sex, just grab the string and then just pop the cap off.
Next time you peel the scab off, tie a string around your penis.
Yeah.
And that way when it scabs over again, the string's underneath.
Yeah, I just grab it, pop the cap off.
Boom.
Enjoy your cheese.
Commander of Cheese over here.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Commander of Cheese.
Commander of Cheese.
That's who I am. So that's gross. So Halloween, anyways.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about.
I don't know. That transition. Perfect.
Jamie Lee Curtis. You know she's a hermaphrodite?
I do now.
That was a rumor.
It looks good, though.
A rumor?
Yeah.
She's got huge boobs.
Yeah, so?
And she's got a huge penis?
I don't know about huge.
I don't know. You know what? If True Lies Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite, sign me up. Sign me up for some weird scissoring. Because that's going to happen.
Right? Oh, it's on Snopes. Let's look what Snopes has to say.
She's not. She's not a hermaphrodite.
Longstanding rumors hold that actress Jamie Lee Curtis acknowledged in an interview that she was born with both male and female sex organs. False.
Yeah. No shit.
Okay. Well, that puts it to bed.
There it's on you go. Snopes.
I'd like to put her to bed.
Yeah.
Even at her current age.
Take your clothes off.
She can teach me a thing or two.
Do it slowly. Sorry. I'm stuck on True Lies.
Speaking of True Lies, you know she's a hermaphrodite?
Really? Well, get ready for some weird scissoring. I'm having another Quantum Leap moment. Go back in time. Oh, that was gross. But no, it looks good. So she's been waiting 40 years for Michael to escape from prison, and it finally happened, and now she has a gun.
I guess yeah. she survived.
That's pretty much it.
She yeah. survived the first movie. I've never yeah. seen any of the Halloween movies.
Really?
They're actually really good, man. Like, yeah. It got
good character
of,
development. It, and
yeah. It got kind of boring once they got into like the early 2000s, I guess.
Was it the early 2000s? It may have been the late 80s, early 90s, no, when everything got ridiculous.
When Rob Zombie did his version.
I liked Rob Zombie's. You didn't like his?
It was okay, but it was cool. It wasn't as good as like the original one.
Yeah, I liked the Rob Zombie one. It was pretty much just a reshoot of the first one.
Just all modern times. The guy, yeah. the guy that he picked, though, that guy's freaking huge.
Yeah, there was that wrestler dude, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
that guy's
that dude
a
was
monster.
A big, huge monster. I like the Rob Zombie ones, but this, you know, it's Michael escapes from prison and she's waiting for him. She's been training her whole life with apparently a pump action or a fucking, what is that called? An over-under. Like, why wouldn't you just get a better gun?
Yeah, really? Like an AR-15?
Yeah. Yeah. Get like a really, get a nice gun. She's got that fucking over-under 30-06 or whatever. Right? Like,
with
what
the,
are you going to do with that?
AR-15 with a bump stock. Like,
there you go. There you go.
Someone's trying to kill you. You're going to cock your gun every time?
No, I want 30 rounds ready to go.
Right?
Two banana clips with one of those with taped together, fucking Die Hard style.
Oh,
so I
yeah.
can flip there it over go. And stick it back in there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like two Jamie Lee Curtis, I'd like to flip her over. And
yeah,
stick,
and stick it back in there. Maybe tape it together. What?
Tape it together.
Die hard. Sweet tuck job.
Die Hard style. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Tape her butt cheeks together.
No, but it looks cool. I'm excited about it. I know Chester doesn't like the horror movies, but I like it, and you
yeah,
like it. So.
I will go see it for sure.
Yeah.
I think horror movies are cheesy and predictable.
I think all movies are predictable.
I also...
All of them.
Don't like feeling anxious.
What are you talking about?
All of them.
You don't think... I
Memento?
Still don't think any Marvel movie is predictable.
Have
at
you
all.
Ever read a comic book?
Memento.
Because you know
was
what's going to happen.
Not predictable.
I don't remember that movie.
You didn't know what was going to happen before what you saw just happened?
Wait, what?
Whoa.
The movie Memento is told
blew
backwards.
Blew my fucking mind.
Old Boy. That's the only one that comes to mind.
Ew.
Old Boy.
Did you ever watch it?
I watched parts of it. It's fucking torture porn.
Yeah, but you don't you never see how
it's like Asian Saw, except for, with karate.
Now you lost me when you said Asian.
It's actually a good movie, but yeah, you'll
is that not what Old Boy is? It's Asian Saw with karate.
Asian Saw with karate.
Is that what it is?
No.
Let's see what Wikipedia
okay.
says.
Yeah.
Old Boy is a 2003 South Korean co-written and directed film, neo noir action film. Based on the Japanese manga of the same name.
Ooh, I love manga.
They're just comic books, no, man. You love comic books.
I do, but I don't like manga.
It's because he's a...
I don't want to read my comics backwards.
Oh, Old Boy is the second installment in a trilogy.
Yeah. The first one, what is it, Lady Vengeance or...
First one is Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance.
Yep.
And the third is Sympathy for Lady Vengeance. Yep. Why is the middle one called Old Boy? Shouldn't it be Sympathy for, like, Vengeance
it
Boy
It sounds
or
like a dog food brand.
Old but Boy?
Old Boy.
But all,
Good Boy. Good Boy brand dog food.
Old but
boy
all brand three of them food. Have something to do with Vengeance, and that's really...
Old Boy remembers.
But it's pretty good. I like it. Old Boy remembers.
Old Boy don't fear the Reaper.
God damn it.
Sure doesn't.
God damn it. Chester, what else do you have in your arsenal of things to talk about?
Valve.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. This is fun.
Valve pretty much is just like, you know what? We're sick of all the controversy with, vetting games and deciding what is allowed on our platform and what isn't. So, you know, we're just going to let everybody do whatever the fuck they want.
Which is...
Laissez-faire.
Fantastic.
That is awesome.
Except anything they decide is illegal or straight up trolling.
Which is great. I mean, yeah. If it's illegal, obviously... They should pull it, right? Because, well, it's fucking illegal.
What's illegal as far as video games? Like
child porn?
Is it, though? I don't think it is, because Japan puts out some fucked up games.
They never explicitly state their age.
That's true.
At least in the ones that I played. Wink.
Yeah. No, there's some rape games that where you literally are raping underage girls.
Where at? So I can report them.
In their home.
Where are the games
at?
Where are the no
on the internet?
Not where do I spend Thursday night? Where are the games?
You gonna
at?
Report the internet?
Yeah.
Hey, police, the internet has things that shouldn't.
FBI.com/report the internet
Not found.
Yep, it's not found.
Another thing?
Oh. I don't know how to do it now.
Oh, well. I would just give up.
I guess that's it.
I like that they're just letting because so this all started because of that stupid school shooter game.
The school shooter thing.
And now
active shooter.
Instead of them taking responsibility for something that some other idiot did, they're just like, put whatever you want on there and let the community decide if they want to play it or not. And you know, if you don't like it, don't buy it. But it's not our fault. We're just the distribution platform. You know, we didn't make it. Don't get mad at us. It doesn't say Valve at the beginning of it.
Right.
So I like it. I think it's a good idea.
I think it's cool.
But I'm, you know, I'm a bitter libertarian. This is like super libertarian right there. Let the people decide what
they want. Laissez-faire, yeah.
Let them decide what's good for them.
But like,
is this all Hunger Games all over again? Let the people choose?
Yeah, it's like that, but with like way more murder. Way more teenage murder.
There you go.
But they like they let these hate groups still have their own groups on Steam.
Then they can. Why not? They can hate. I can hate whoever I want.
There's a group called Right Wing Death Squads.
Sweet.
Right Wing Death Squads Union.
Sign me up.
What about the left?
And it says here about Right Wing Death Squads.
It's the Left Wing Hug Squad.
We will purge the world from decadence. If you are a patriot, nationalist, traditionalist, conservative, monarchist, you are welcome here.
Monarchist?
I guess.
Like Dr. Girlfriend?
Yeah. Dr. Girlfriend's boyfriend
who's
the monarchist.
Yeah.
He's the monarch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be number 23. You can be number 18.
I'll be Brock Sampson.
You can be Brock Sampson.
Why am I going to be 18?
I don't know.
Because that's the age he likes numbers. Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I like my shape boys.
It's his favorite age of boy.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea. I think you're right. It really needs to go down to just letting people choose what they want to do and what they want to see or what they want to deal with. It's one of those things that, you know, you give them the power to choose and they're either going to like it or they're not. And if it's not going to... If it's not going to do well, then they'll just scrap it like everything else.
You don't have to give your money to someone who you think shouldn't have your money.
Right? Read the description. Like, read the reviews. Read GameStop. And be like, oh, this is terrible. Yeah, right?
I don't fucking give my money to GameStop because fuck GameStop.
Like I went and bought God of War. And
where'd you go?
I went to Target.
Nice.
I didn't go to Walmart. I don't like Walmart. I didn't go to GameStop because I don't like them. Yeah. I went to Target. I don't mind Target.
Bingo.
You know, I buy shirts. I got this shirt. No, I got this for my mom, who probably got it at Walmart. But I have some other shirts that I got from Target. I'll buy shirts there because they got the goofy shirts with like Mario and shit on them. Why not? So I made a conscious choice. Like, I know they would have had it 100% at Walmart or GameStop, right. And it may have been closer at the time when I was thinking about it.
You can
choose. But I made a choice as a consumer.
Who to give your money to.
That's right. Exactly. I tried to give it to Costco, but they didn't have physical copies.
Did you?
I just bought a digital copy of the game. I don't.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I don't understand the physical thing. But
did you see that GameStop's trying to get into comics?
Good luck.
Yeah, I know, right?
Amazon's got that shit cornered.
They really do right now.
Once this Comixology thing gets out, oh boy. You know, the only bad thing about that is that they don't have a deal with DC.
That does suck.
I've seen some Image stuff on there. I mean, they have DC stuff.
Yeah, but that's not like...
But you got to pay for it. It's not in the unlimited. Unlimited is like you can read whatever for $6 a month. I mean, there's a shitload of stuff. And they have their own. They're like Netflix. They got their own comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
I guess you're going to start drawing comics now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're letting
everything go. They're not taking anything down. Unless it's blatant trolling.
I already draw comics.
Do you? Are they stick figures? Yeah.
No, it's just on a bar napkin. It's just him stabbing me over and over again.
I mean, with my penis.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
it's
that.
It's just a comic
there's
of
nothing
me
wrong with
butt
that.
Chugging his dick.
Give me a blowy with his downstairs mouth.
All right, guys. On that note, God.
We got a request from someone in the channel here to take our shirts off.
I did. I exposed myself earlier.
Oh, is that why you did
your show? Yeah, that's why I did that. Why did you think I did that? Just to air myself out? I'm not Mexican. I don't roll my shirt out to expose my torso when I get warm. Like I'm working on a fucking old Chevy.
Mexicans.
Really? Why you gotta stare at me like that?
Because you're one of them Hispanics. I don't know. Oh. He's expecting you to respond in kind.
No.
And go, white people.
That's really what it is,
right?
White people, for white sure.
What
people.
Is? But I'm serious though. We live in Arizona. There's a lot of Hispanic dudes here.
Yeah,
obviously. Mm-hmm. And they like roll their shirt up and put it up and like just expose their
midriff.
But it's not like they're not like ripped.
No,
they just like let their bellies hang out.
They're never ripped.
Why?
Why are they never ripped? Or why do they?
No, I know why they're not ripped.
It's all the street tacos.
Yes, yeah, street tacos and Dos Equis. But what? Or Coronas. Ugh.
Nah, white people drink Coronas and
Dos Equis. No, I've seen plenty of Mexican dudes drinking Coronas, bro. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was,
they love it.
I thought it was Bud Light or Budweiser.
Oh, Bud Light's the big one. That's the number one.
Or is it Budweiser?
No, it's Bud. It's Budweiser in the winter and Bud Light during football season.
Okay.
Which is in the winter.
Huh.
So it's both.
Now, which football are we talking about? Football American?
No, football.
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 But we definitely know they're all about that Bud Light.
But what's up with the shirt and the? If you're a Mexican guy and you roll up your shirt, get over on our Twitter or our Facebook,
Instagram,
and let us know why you feel people need to be exposed to your beer gut. Because I don't appreciate it. I think it's ridiculous, and I think that you're just, you know, you need to assimilate into society, bro.
Yeah, man.
Speak English. Stop showing your belly.
Speak English and stop showing your belly.
Yeah.
God damn.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
That's what Lorenzo does, and I like him.
Yeah. Speaks English and shows his belly. Stop.
Does
shows
he
it.
Doesn't show his belly? I've never seen his stomach, ever.
Huh.
Yeah. And we sit in the same cubicle.
I'm civilized.
You and I are different in that respect.
Again, little belly slaps.
It shows me his belly constantly when you're not around.
Chester, look at this.
Is it hot in here?
We're not even working on a truck, Lorenzo. What are you doing?
Good stuff.
Chester, take us out of here.
Take us home. Well, hey,
take us to the bridge.
If you're a fan of the show, go to our Patreon. Patreon.com/YGANF, which is short for You Guys Are No Fun, which is the name of our podcast.
It's true.
You didn't know.
It's true.
We changed our name some months back, in case you guys didn't realize that.
I was there.
Ryan was there for that. Lorenzo was not.
Nope. I was not.
He was never a casual coward.
That's true.
No.
Mm-mm.
You're the worst.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm actually
bro.
Probably the best out of all of us.
Yeah.
It's true. We've never seen his stomach.
I'm not going to argue with that. I just showed my stomach like 20 minutes ago.
Let's see. Go to our website. You Guys Are No Fun. Leave comments. Message us on Facebook or Twitter or
Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lorenzo's all over that Instagram.
No fun show.
Oh, he's like a teenage girl, man. He's all over it.
Dominating the gram.
Man. Okay. Yeah,
it has some pretty interesting people following us, so it's not that bad.
Yeah.
He got someone weird. Who is following us?
Raw Sushi.
Raw Sushi.
Raw Sushi's following us. Wow.
I started like, I looked at him like, why? Oh, I don't care. Whatever.
Who cares? They just wanted you to follow them back.
I'm not going to do that. Who cares about that?
Okay.
Nah, that's good stuff. Those are all the things that we're on. And for episode 35, I'm Chester.
I'm Lorenzo.
I'm Ryan.
Don't fear the Reaper.
God damn it. God fucking damn it.